I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me remotely are Nancy Hirsch, the Executive Director of the Delaware Institute for the Arts and Education, and the Artistic Director of DIAE, Ashley S.K. Davis. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for having us today.
And welcome, Ashley.
Hi, Paul. Thanks. So glad to be here.
So glad you can join us today. DIAE, the Delaware Institute for the Arts and Education, has been incredibly busy over the last several months, pirouetting using dance terminology to, and Ashley, you would appreciate that, pirouetting to continue providing a robust plethora of services to arts education sector and students throughout the state. Talk a little bit first about DIAE, the Delaware Institute for the Arts and Education, for listeners who may not be quite as familiar. Nancy?
Thank you. Well, we are a nonprofit, and we are happy to say we are entering next year into our 40th year of providing artistic residencies and workshops through schools and early learning centers throughout the state. So we have three programs. We have our Delaware Wolf Trap, which is early childhood education. It's actually professional development for early childhood educators, and the students receive the experience in the performing arts. And then we also have the K through 12 residency program and professional development for educators, all with arts and arts integration.
And Ashley, you're newer to DIAE. You came after Nancy did. What's your role as the artistic director?
And you know, I'm newer in this administrative role, but I'm glad that I've been able to have a longer history with DIAE as a teaching artist.
Right.
But as the artistic director, my task is really to just make sure that those residencies and all the programmatic work that we are doing is excellent. And for the teachers and the students that we're partnering with, really have a wonderful job and have a wonderful time together.
Now, here's a question for either one of you. What characteristics do you look for in a teaching artist? Because not everybody who is an artist either necessarily is interested in teaching or feels that that's a forte of theirs.
I'll take that one, Paul. I just think that a teaching artist first must be inquisitive and really interested in process-driven things. There's so much that we are doing in the work the teaching artist does in the classroom is really based on inquiry, questioning, and discovery. And usually when our teaching artist is in the residency, we're not necessarily trying to teach students how to draw a specific thing or a specific dance to learn or the text for a specific monologue, but rather what we are trying to do is to get them to think, well, what do I want to say? And what's the best way for me to say that? And maybe that's through poetry and spoken word, or maybe that is through movement. But it's really about exploring how, as an artist, are all the different ways that I can do this thing and share this idea. And so it's really about inquiry and discovery, first and foremost. And so as a teaching artist, you have to kind of be really excited about that process. And if that is true, I find that they can, you know, you can really jump into wonderful things from there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're really emphasizing one of the aspects that the Division of the Arts emphasizes in looking at the programs that we fund, that art is not always about the final product. It is sometimes about the process that learners in the arts are engaged in. It's about the service that the organization is providing. And Nancy, talk a little bit about the kinds of services that DIAE provides and the partnerships that you've been developing, particularly during this COVID era where you've had to really do things quite differently.
We've been thinking a lot about how can we bring joy and connection to people during a time when it might feel hard to find. And so in the beginning, when schools were not open at all, or it was just virtual, we started thinking about how can we bring the arts into the community. And our first partner was our landlords, the community education building, and we partnered with them to bring, to create and deliver art kits through their food, their child nutrition program. And then as schools started opening in various ways and hybrid, and it would change day to day, Ashley, as the keeper of the schedule, was learning that all too quickly. We had to find ways that our teaching artists could bring their art form into the classroom. So whether that is really the classroom, or is it the screen that we're all looking at? Is it a mixture? Are the kids in the classroom and the teachers at home? It's so many different scenarios. So we've been able to be very flexible, which has been really great. We've had wonderful community support from the division, from small business, from the Delaware Community Foundation, from Laffey McHugh. You know, we've just wonderful partners. And recently, a new partnership with, it's not new, but through the University of Delaware, the Community Engagement Initiative, the Partnership for Arts and Culture, and now the Division of Libraries. So that's a lot of people I'm just naming, but it really does take a village or villages. We just created and delivering 1,000 art kits throughout the state, working with teaching artists. We also have community partners that are video production. So we are working with DETV. They recently, in the past few months, did a pilot program called Homeschooled. And so we're creating content. Our Artist in Your Residence, we were just there filming last week. And so those will be rolled out into the next Homeschooled, and then it will live on YouTube. And then we're working with another company to create videos for our website. And then another company to live stream Spotlight, which I know we'll be talking about. So we're all learning a lot about technology, way more than we ever thought, but it's really kind of opened up our world in a lot of ways to reach more students and their families.
I do want to turn to your upcoming Spotlight event, but first, before we do, Ashley, could you speak briefly to the range of teaching artists that you have in terms of disciplines, as well as the range of curricular areas that they cover in their work? I that's one of the most fascinating aspects of the work that you do, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. So this year we currently have 14 teaching artists on the roster. They include some of our visual artists like Yolanda Chetwin, who is a veteran teaching artist and an amazing visual artist here in the state of Delaware. And really, she's a gem, an international gem. We also have Jay Street, who is a singer and songwriter and a vocalist. But we also have Kate Testa, who does visual art, but primarily sculpture and mixed media and more installation and large scale installation. We also have Manny Chacon, who is a Delaware native, and he just most recently came back from several years of work with Step Africa, which is a step dance company that's based in Washington, D.C. So he does primarily step dance and then also reggaeton and hip hop dance. Let me see. Jason Keller is a great percussionist, both with traditional drum set, snare style, core style, and also various hand drumming techniques. Definitely, I'm leaving off a lot of people, but as you can see, we really touch base with visual art on all various types of visual art, dance, drama, music. And so we're really proud of all our teaching artists. And then the other wonderful thing is, as you mentioned, is we go into a variety of different classrooms. So our programs are for statewide. We serve students ages from preschool up through 12th grade. So when I say preschool, I actually really mean 6 weeks. So babies, newborns, infants, all the way into our pre-K work, which is our Delaware Wolf Trap program, then our K to 12 residencies serving all students in all those schools, all those different classrooms, and also professional development, specifically for educators. We have partnered within traditional visual art and music classrooms, but also in embedded in a history curriculum, embedded in a science and STEM curriculum, embedded within an ELA curriculum. So you know, if there are any educators who are listening or thinking, this might be interesting to see how I can pair dance with my social studies curriculum. Yes, there is a way that we can do that. And we are really excited that those are always some of the most fun residencies, because we get a chance to really flex our creative muscles and see how we can come up with really wonderful things for the students.
Mm-hmm. And now we can pivot to Spotlight and Evening of the Arts. But let me first remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Joining me are Nancy Hirsch, the Executive Director, and Ashley S.K. Davis, the Artistic Director of the Delaware Institute for the Arts and Education. Nancy, you've got a really exciting program coming up on Friday, April 30th. Let's talk about Spotlight and Evening of the Arts. How you conceived of this, because you're doing it differently than you've done it in the past.
Yes, thank you. We had it scheduled for last year, and it was, of course, postponed. And this year, things are still a little different, and we decided to do it virtual. So we are still going to be from the Delaware Contemporary, and it's going to be live stream. So it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for six of our teaching artists to go into the galleries and work together. They're going to work in pairs to respond to each other with their art form, as well as the artwork, and engage the audience. So we're really excited about this new format.
So this will be an interactive experience at the Delaware Contemporary. Who are some of the artists that are participating?
So we have six of our teaching artists, Jay Street, mm-hmm. Manny Chacon. Jay Street is a vocalist, right. Singer-songwriter. Manny Chacon, as I mentioned earlier, does step dance and reggaeton. Jason Keller is a percussionist. We also have Christian Wills, who is a spoken word artist and rapper. We also have Dana Adele, who is a new person back into Delaware. She's from Delaware originally, but she just moved back from New York, and so we're excited to have her. She focuses on theater and activism through theater and through theater work. And then also Kate Tessa doing mixed media and installation.
Okay. The logistics of this, I'm intrigued. I see that you're using Chris Bruce from King Creative to help with the live streaming. Mm-hmm. Are the artists going to be set up in different galleries, two in each of three galleries? Is that the idea?
Yes, they'll be spread around the galleries. We're kind of taking over the museum a bit for the evening. So we're very glad and thankful for the staff at the Delaware Contemporary. So each of our artist pairs will be placed in different areas around the museum in different galleries. And the audience will get a chance to kind of notice what's happening and respond to it. And it is interactive. And so we'll be asking them to participants to kind of play along, get up and move around with us and enjoy from their homes.
Now, is this scripted? Or, I mean, how have you worked out the logistics of who's doing what when? I mean, is Chris and his crew going to be going from gallery to gallery? Or, I mean, how's that all going to work?
I think if you think about it, there will be a lesson plan, but like for anyone who's ever worked in the classroom, you have your plan and then you also have plan C, D, and E. So Chris and his crew will be going from one gallery to the next, but it won't feel frantic by any means to the audience. The different teaching artists in their pairs will present a really wonderful, engaging kind of mini experience. And I'm excited about this because it gives people a chance to kind of get a sneak peek on what a residency really looks and feels like. It's one of those things where you can't really call it until you're in it and you get a chance to experience it. And so that was one element of Spotlight this year that we were most excited about. We figured, hey, let's really lean into this opportunity to show audiences and family members and parents who often don't get a chance to see the residency in action. Let's let parents, let's let community members really see what the type of work that we do in the classroom in real time.
And I see that you have our Spotlight honoree guest this year. Who's that, Nancy?
Delaware Senator Sarah McBride from the 1st District. We are very excited about having her be with us. And we will be meeting with her on Friday. So we're going to be kind of talking about what her role is. We really wanted to recognize her for the role that she's playing, not only on the state level. I mean, Sarah's so embedded in her community and so interested in uplifting them, but she's also been on the national stage. Mm-hmm. So, and when she was recently in a conversation with Molly and Senator Tizzy Lachman with Cocktails with Molly at the Delaware Art Museum. Mm-hmm. And I've always been a fan of Sarah's, but after hearing her speak about, especially now, the arts really are so important to create empathy and compassion for each other in a time when there is such divide. And after hearing her, I thought, you know, the team and I discussed, we thought we'd love to bring Senator McBride in and just have her speak with us and get her involved in any way she wants.
Sarah is a graduate of Cab Calloway, I believe.
Yes,
and
she
I
is.
Know during the campaign back in the fall, she appeared on the campaign circuit with a specific focus one evening on the arts, and was very articulate about her experience in the arts, her passion for the arts, and she carries that into her role as a state senator now. Will she be serving as kind of an MC of the program, or how are you going to sort of segue from one demonstration to the next?
So we've been having some conversations about this, and we're going to talk to her on Friday, find out how long do we have her for. Mm-hmm. If it's a pop in and, hey, please say a few words, or if she wants to engage in any way. I know she's going to be available to come down to the museum, so we'll find out more. But we have been talking about what the evening looks like, and Ashley and I have learned, or at least I've learned a new phrase called run of show or run of the program. So we're going to be mapping that out. We will have two new videos, short video clips that we'll be sharing with the audience that will give them a little taste of two of our programs, our Delaware Wolf Trap and the K-12 residency program. So we'll be showing them. They're just about 2 minutes each. And we might have a couple of people say a few words. Mr. Renard Hill, our board president, and who else might come in. You know, we'll see how it goes. But we do have a plan. Ashley and Chris Bruce are going to be our co-hosts. Okay. And whether Sarah joins in or not, we'll see how that goes. But a fun show planned.
You've mentioned Wolf Trap a couple times. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with what the Wolf Trap program is. And it's really foundational for much of the work that you do.
Yeah, we are. So Delaware Wolf Trap is an affiliate of the Wolf Trap Institute of Early Learning Through the Arts, which is international now entity that really focuses on ways to engage and encourage early educators in using arts integrated techniques in their classrooms. Our Delaware Wolf Trap program specifically is a professional development program. We are the only organization that is allowed to deliver this program within the state. And we essentially, what it looks like is we teach teachers how they can use arts in their classroom. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that's very true is that early ed teachers are some of the most creative people that you can ever meet. And you'll know this if you've ever tried to teach a three-year-old how to do something, anything, but yet they do day in and day out, tirelessly, they do their work. And then magically children know their letters and know their colors and can recognize shapes and all of those different things. But that work doesn't happen by magic. It happens with specific pedagogy and really being intentional and straightforward and considerate in the processes that our youngest brains need. Our Wolf Trap teaching artists have been specifically trained to understand that early education pedagogy and then to incorporate that into their professional performing art skills, whether it's music or drama or dance, to really fuse those two things to say, okay, so we need to learn about shapes. So let's make a song about shapes. Or we want to focus on, we need to really think about our storytelling techniques. So I'm going to, or we need to remember beginning, middle, and end in our story process, or process what happens first, second, and third. But we'll learn that through this little play drama that we're going to create. And it's really about engaging students and really opening their minds fully, but more so really engaging the teacher and helping the teacher to know and recognize, oh, no. You are already an artist. You are already a singer. You are already a musician. You are already a world-class, not only actor, but also director. You can do all these things in your classroom. And so the Wolf Trap program, I think, is really just magical because it helps teachers discover, oh, wow, I never would have imagined doing this in this way. But just to be able to see that and see the transformative action that happens in classrooms. It's not just that moment when our teaching artist is there. The teacher continues to use those same techniques over and over again with various lessons for many years and a variety of classes. So that's, I love that. I love that program. I love seeing the work that our TAs do.
And that's one of the programs that you'll be demonstrating during Spotlight and Evening of the Arts. Nancy, we've got about 45 seconds left. Tell our listeners what time it's going to be, this live stream event, and how they can access information about it.
Sure. So it is Friday, April 30th at 6:30 p.m. It will be live streamed on YouTube and our Facebook page. We are asking our friends and guests to reserve their spot so we can remind you and send you a link. So if you go to our website, which is diae.org, and on the homepage, you'll see a banner that says Spotlight. Just click on that, and that will take you to the page to reserve your spot. And we are saying that if you reserve your spot before April 19th, you will be entered to win a DIAE Family Art Pack. So that's a fun little giveaway. That's just to kind of get everybody excited as we are. And then you will get your reminder for the link. And again, it's free.
And on that note, it's time to sign off. Nancy Hirsch and Ashley S.K. Davis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.